Dictation for Richard, FIGG, F-I-G-G, April 26, 32, addresses a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, teleconference Mr. FIGG, advanced renal failure, ischemic cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, anemia, last visit in November. He's back from spending winter time in Florida, no hospital admission. He saw hematology. He denies any change of weight or appetite. He eats small meals, two a day, skips lunch, no dysphagia, no vomiting. There is constipation, no bleeding. Some nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Denies gross edema. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, oxygen, no orthopnea, PND. Mobility is restricted from arthritis, worse on the left-sided. Has some teeth problems, and they are discussing about removing all of them. And wearing dentures. I review medications on iron pills. I want to highlight the Bumex, potassium replacement, bisoprolol, nitrates for heart blood pressure, cholesterol treatment, diabetes, thyroid, and prostate medications, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 107 over 50. His weight is 185, which is stable from prior visit back in November. He is very awake, alert, oriented, time free. He's going to turn 90 years old in a few days. He does not appear on any respiratory distress. Next paragraph, I review notes from hematology and blood test done in Florida. We also updated our chemistries here in Michigan from April. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, creatinine at 2.1, which is baseline for a GFR of 27 at stage 4, a normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, normal white blood cell, chronically low platelets, anemia, presently 9.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, which appears stable over time. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. No indication for dialysis. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, ischemic cardiomyopathy, which appears to be clinically stable, has not required any oxygen. Overall, his fluid and sodium intake is in the low side, tolerating diuretics, good potassium. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, he has a number of valve abnormalities, including aortic valve stenosis, mitral valve regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, aortic stenosis, all of them clinically stable. And of course, he will not be a candidate for aggressive intervention, given his age, multiple medical issues, and declining functional status. Erase that, please. Chronic thrombocytopenia without evidence of active bleeding. Next number, anemia. Has good levels of iron, B12, folic acid. Continue EPO treatment. Our goal, hemoglobin 10 to 11.5. Continue iron replacement. No evidence of plasma cell disorder. All issues discussed with the patient and caregiver at length. End of dictation.